Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was pleasantly surprised when I woke up and I had a message from one of my amazing cousins. And immediately when I saw it, I just got this great smile, and I'm still smiling. And the interesting thing is, this is a cousin that we just met, but there is something in her spirit that encourages me each time we speak. And it made me think about the ability we have to lift each other in love. And I wanted to know, you know, when was the last time you inspired someone? You know, is there someone in your life right now that's looking up to you and is feeling a connection to you that helps you have a beautiful day? See, I think that's really important. And it doesn't have to be a mentor or someone that's older. It can just be someone who gets you, who connects with you, and brings joy into your day, right? And the other side of that is, who are you bringing joy to in your day, right? Because I think that the healthiest relationships are the ones that are reciprocated. And the joy you receive, I think, should expand and grow. And the joy that you bring to others definitely expands and grows. And so, you know, I also had a really great call last night from someone that I love that I hadn't spoken to for a while. And those two things have just really put a lot of energy into my day, pep in my step, and helped me smile. And so I was thinking about that, and I was like, I wonder, really, is it that simple to help someone else have a beautiful day? And you know what? I think it is. So, you know, with me, I sit down sometimes and I just look at the pictures because I love pictures. And so recently I wrote two poems for my grandson, and I want to share those with you. They're very simple. You make me believe in summer, even when all we see is rain. See, there is no way your heart could be refused the best that God has to offer. So even on the cloudiest days, after 280 days of rain, I still believe that there will always be sunshine, spring rains, and yes, sweet summer flowers. For nothing else will do but the best for you. And you make me believe in summer. The second poem is, you are a welcomed breath of life. You are a breath of welcomed life, like cool breezes moving past, away from the summer's heat. Like birds chirping so pretty that even the birds refuse to sting. Like water flowing freely down the stream, meeting, flowing, uniting, and traveling to far distant oceans and lands. You are the breath of welcomed life. Yeah. And so those little simple poems make me smile. And what I find is sometimes when I try to get too regulated and regimented upon what I'm supposed to write, like, I don't enjoy it. But when I let the moment flow and the feeling go through my mind and my heart, I get this beautiful blessing from God in the form of a poem. So I want to remind you to smile, enjoy your day, welcome loved ones into your life, and to enjoy being joyful. You can help make someone's day brighter, and someone you love is waiting to make yours brighter too. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Whatever you do, make sure you walk in love, live in peace, and you share God's love and joy.